CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There is more scrutiny of Donald Trump's choice to be the next attorney general. Representative Matt Gaetz resigned his House seat yesterday, ending a House Ethics Committee investigation. But Democratic senators want a look at it. Senator Dick Durbin.
The sequence and timing of Mr. Gaetz's resignation from the House raises serious questions about the contents of the House Ethics Committee report.
The report was looking into allegations of sexual misconduct. Caitlin Huey Burns has more from West Palm Beach.
A lot of people on Capitol Hill, especially those who would be tasked with confirming him, have raised lots of criticisms and doubts about his ability to do this job. But there are also those who say that Donald Trump is entitled to his picks, that he received a mandate from this election victory, having not only swept all the battleground states, but won the popular vote.
The Justice Department says jail officials in Georgia's most populous county violated the constitutional rights of people in their custody by failing to protect them from violence and poor conditions. Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Christian Clark.
Detention in the Fulton County Jail has amounted to a death sentence for dozens of people who have been murdered or who died as a result of the atrocious conditions inside the facility.
The sheriff has consistently raised concerns about overcrowding and staff shortages at county lockups, and investigations underway into whether aides to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu falsified records about what he knew or didn't know about the October 7th Hamas attack. Here's reporter Linda Gradstein.
According to the report, the investigation aims to find out whether aides to Netanyahu tried to bolster the prime minister's reputation by leaking classified military documents and changing official transcripts of his conversations. One of those conversations involves a top Israeli general who allegedly called Netanyahu on the morning of October 7th to tell him that hundreds of Hamas gunmen seemed about to invade Israel. The scandal raises questions about what Netanyahu knew about Hamas's invasion and when he was told.
New York is reviving its controversial plan to charge drivers entering parts of Manhattan. The original plan, threatened by lawsuits and put off until after the election, was for $15. That's now been lowered to $9. Governor Kathy Hochul.
This lower toll will save daily commuters nearly $1,500 annually.
Republican lawmakers want President-elect Trump to intervene and terminate the plan he'd previously promised to do so. On Wall Street, the Dow is lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Getting between Racine and Kenosha on Sheridan Road will soon take a little bit longer. A speed limit reduction will be implemented on 32 starting Monday, bringing down the top speed to 35 from KR to 7th Avenue. Kenosha Unified Schools is proposing a $13 million security upgrade plan to create secure entrances at all schools. It's prompted by the recent incident at Roosevelt Elementary. Racine County will hold a special election for county executive 1 week from today. The primary election will feature four candidates, Ralph Malicki, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, and Melvin Hargrove. The final election to determine the new county executive will be held in December. And Racine's Reef Point Marina is undergoing a major renovation with demo work underway. The project involves using a barge and a crane to move old docks to a temporary storage area, with plans for new docks, pumping stations, and restrooms. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks come alive. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks battled, sending their game into overtime with a 127-120 win over the Pistons in Milwaukee. For the 10th time in his career, Giannis scored 50 or more points with 59. The Bucks improved to 4-8. Doc Rivers.
You know, we don't like our record. We're starting to like it more and more with each win, right? But it tells you on the inside how close this team is and how much this team believes that we're going to be a good team.
Bucks center, Brooke Lopez.
We didn't start the third the way we wanted, but You know, when we started picking it up, the crowd was into it. They picked us up again. You know, they brought us to another level, and they just continued to do that throughout the rest of the game.
NFL, the Packers face a Bears team that have lost 3 games in a row and fired their offensive coordinator. Do the Packer players still think this could be a dogfight in Chicago Sunday?
No, 100%. I mean, the rivalry is there in its own, but, I mean, it's another North opponent, so we're definitely locked in on that.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered light rain and drizzle continues through this afternoon. Winding down early this evening, you could also run into some patchy fog. Otherwise, overcast and cloudy. Temperatures remaining mild, reaching highs in the low 50s. And the sunshine makes a return tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, now a song from Creedence Clearwater Revival. Now, John Fogerty wrote this song in part for his son Josh, who was 3 years old at the time. They were watching a parade go by out their front door. So, doot, 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 looking out my back door. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival on WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door. Oh, boy. Got to sit down. On the porch, imagination sets in,
that you're wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur be trolling, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Sha la 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 la
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, the Vagina Monologues is at the Racine Theater Guild this Saturday night and Sunday night. Tina Poxtellis is the director.
It's a collection of personal monologues by a diverse group of women that sort of deal with the feminine experience.
And how do we get tickets?
Call 262-633-4218. That's the box office number. You can also go to our website at racinetheater.org.
That's Tina Poxtellis. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers take on Big Ten newcomer Oregon. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Vollman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
And here's the reason.
bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 43. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 54. Same for Saturday, partly sunny, 54.
Now you're feeling low and the fish won't bite. You need a little bit of soul to put you right. You got a man like you want to deal in prayer.
you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Getting between Racine and Kenosha on Sheridan Road will soon take a little bit longer. A speed limit reduction will be implemented on 32 starting Monday, bringing down the top speed to 35 from KR to 7th Avenue. There was a talked about plan to convert the four-lane highway into a two-lane road. However, for now, a speed reduction is supposed to help reduce crashes. The Reef Point Marina in Racine is undergoing a major facelift. A demo contractor is now on site. A barge equipped with a crane will be used to move old docks from the marina to a temporary storage area at Bell Harbor. New docks, pumping stations, and restrooms are part of the upgrades. When the moon hits your eye this weekend, you'll be seeing something special. Brittany Merlot has more.
It's the last of four supermoons of the year on Friday, where the full moon will appear 30% brighter and look nearly 15% bigger as it moves closer than normal to Earth's orbit. If you miss it, you'll have to wait a while to see it look like that again, until October 7th of next year. This one on Friday is also known as the Beaver Moon, because it's when beavers are most active, prepping for winter, building dams, and gathering food. And next month's full moon is called the Cold Moon.
And an historic piece of downtown Kenosha is back. The restaurant formerly known as Yee's Oriental Inn has been rebranded Mr. Yee's Oriental Inn and is now taking orders. For now, it's a carryout-only option with dine-in available in the near future. There were renovations at the downtown restaurant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Scattered light rain and drizzle continues through this afternoon, winding down early this evening. You could also run into some patchy fog. Otherwise, overcast and cloudy. Temperatures remaining mild, reaching highs in the low 50s. And the sunshine makes a return tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
You go.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, parents skip work for their sick kiddos all the time, especially while those antibodies are developing. But a study says that when it happens, it's usually mom who sacrifices her workday, not dad. In fact, moms are 10 times more likely to skip work for their sick children than dads.
She came into town.
News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Shirt and tie to get a seat. a membership card to get inside.
We are Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and Badger sports, WRJN. Badger men's basketball is back on WRJN this season. You can hear the next game coming up tomorrow night, Friday night, 7 p.m. versus Arizona. And what about football? Badger football back this weekend, too. Saturday afternoon as the Badgers take on Oregon. Pre-game is at 4:30, and then Matt LePay has the call of the game at 6:30. Racine's home for Badger sports is WRJN.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey. Hey. Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. Just the same.